Guys, I went 2 week break. Give me a break.
You went 2 weeks without drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, two week break.
I'm not buying it.
No, I'm not buying it either. Why? You went 2 weeks without drinking?
Yeah. I saw Why, him, you don't believe that?
I saw him drink literally 3 days ago.
Yes.
It was 2.5 days ago. And it wasn't a lot. It was a little bit. A little too much.
A little white lie.
A little white lie with some white claw.
There you go. Yeah, I feel like White Claws don't count as alcohol.
It's seltzers.
Oh, come on.
It's addicting. They are very addicting.
I drink it because I feel like that's the only thing that's in the fridge.
Beer you drink and you feel like kind of heavy after. You're like, oh, right. Okay, I've had two or three beers. White Claws, you're like, I feel great and I'm going
to
have another.
I just feel heavy regardless.
Yeah. We don't need beers to tell us that.
All right, let's just hop right into this. Welcome back to the podcast.
We got to do the intro first.
Oh, right. What is it,
episode 36? Let's get into
it. Come on.
Why do I feel like this is our first podcast?
We haven't done it in a while, though. And now we're back. You know, brick wall, waterfall.
You got it, or you don't. I do. So boom with that attitude. Peace, punch, Captain Crunch. I got something you can't touch.
Bang, bang, choo-choo train. Wind me up and do my thing. Reese's Pieces 7 up. Mess with me, I'll mess you up.
Hold on, what is that?
Wow, that was good, guys. That was good.
How do we know that?
Just an old childhood
saying. Is that like a cheerleading routine?
It's just a thing Matt and I like to
do. No, it's what you say to somebody when they
whatever major loser.
Yeah.
I've heard of that one a lot. I've never heard, are those a bunch of different ones and you put it all together?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think so.
It started out really short and then people added on.
Yeah.
Do you think kids still do that these days? Because obviously that was passed on from generations.
I bet they do.
Do they do Miss Mary Mac.
Black,
black with silver
buttons all down her back.
No,
back,
I knew back. Miss Susie had a steamboat. The steamboat had a bell.
Yes.
Miss Susie went to heaven. And the steamboat went to
hello, operator. Please give me number 9.
Their flies are in the meadow.
You jumped all the way to the end, Mariah.
Everyone listening is like, I have no fucking clue what they're talking about.
No, behind the refrigerator, there was a piece of glass. Miss Susie sat upon it and heard her little, ask me no more questions.
Tell me no more lies. The boys are in the bathroom. Pulling down their flies are in the meadow. Bees are in the park.
Is this like a...
And her
boyfriend
are kissing in the D-A-R-K, dark, dark.
Wow.
Did you ever do this? Crack an egg on your head, let the yolk...
To get the chills or whatever?
Dude,
wait, we gotta run the intro.
Before that, it's Coffee Talk, we're not gonna talk about that.
No, it's Coffee Talk, baby.
Oh, you guys didn't.
Right. It was the one where everybody would sit in a circle and everybody would go like this. They'd have their hands like this, and you would slap the person next to you.
Kumasaka.
It was
down by the river with the hanky panky.
Where the bullfrogs jump from bank to banky with the east.
Your mama stinks, and so do you.
I did Kumasaka, si senor, E-I-E-I-O. Kumasaka, si senor, E-I-E-I-O.
She grew up in Mexico.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then you slap or try to pull away.
Sounds very Native American.
Look at Zane.
I know Duck Duck Goose. I remember that one.
That's a good one.
All right.
Not those hand games,
the ones we were doing were a hand game, and the other one,
give me a break, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
She had a way better childhood.
It's so cool that we're all from different parts, and everyone is kind of similar but different.
You guys
kind of
had different ones, but Zane and I just had the same exact one.
Exactly.
Where was that communication? How did it spread? There wasn't internet to look.
Summer camps. It was different regional summer.
There was Ask FM.
Was it the counselors teaching us?
I just remember learning it on the schoolyard.
Yeah, I remember when we would wait for our parents to pick us up as a kid. You'd sit outside the school, where the carpool lanes were. Everyone would play those games.
Yeah, we would play at recess.
Time flies, man.
It really does.
Any traumas back as a child? Childhood. In school? I set it up because I have one. Specifically after school walking down.
Why don't you start?
Yeah. Okay, I'll start.
Please,
coincidentally, it was after school on my way home, which is so weird. I was walking home, and this was back when the bus parked far away from my
house. Everything everybody keeps saying, I'm putting into that rhythm, like,
yeah,
the
me too.
Back when the bus and the car, like, I'm like, fuck, I can't get it out of my head.
So I was like, probably like a for me, like as a fifth grader, like a mile walk home, a mile and a half walk home is pretty far from your bus stop.
It's enough to get kidnapped.
Yeah, exactly. So I get off the bus, and after like 5 minutes of walking, all of a sudden, this vulture, not vulture, it was like a black crow, started attacking me. It landed on my head.
Is this a real story?
Yes, it's a real story. It landed on my head and started wah, wah, like with its beak. It wouldn't stop. It wouldn't stop. And I thought I didn't know what was attacking me.
Not today, Satan.
I was getting kidnapped. I didn't know by what, but like it took me a little while to figure out it was a fucking bird on my head because I just didn't know what was hitting me.
You would never think.
Exactly. And I was so scared. I was young. So I was running home, I'm far.
Imagine driving. You're on the bus, like getting your ride home. You look out and you're like, is that Zane?
It wasn't very traumatizing, if anything.
It was almost flattering. Like, of all the people, they picked me.
It was almost fluttering.
Did you guys see the TikTok of the kids on the bus recording the other kid off the bus, and his homework is getting blown away by the wind?
Oh, my God.
They're like, your homework! Your homework!
And the kid filmed it perfectly. Like, it was like it was natural.
The energy was there.
Natural.
Like, it looked like a movie scene. You couldn't write that
shit.
You
could not film that shit. You couldn't.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have any trauma as a kid?
Zane sparked up a memory for me just saying about walking home from school. I remember walking home from elementary school. So I was probably around like third or fourth grade, and I would walk with these two girls that lived on my street. And one time we looked on the ground and we saw a condom and they were like, oh my God, it's a condom. And they were freaking out. I was like, what's a condom?
How old were you?
Second or third.
How did they know?
I didn't even know what a condom was.
Actually, no. It had to have been fourth grade because my friend had just moved on our street, and that was like around 2001.
Yeah.
And they were like freaking out. It was a condom. And I'm like, what is a condom? I had no clue what it was.
The two girls went like this.
Exactly.
You wouldn't know.
You know how like kids are, like if they're like, oh, you don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It's like it's kind of traumatizing. You're like, well, I don't know what it is, and it's something apparently a guy uses, and I'm a guy, and I don't know what a condom is. And so then they like started explaining it to me, but like, be like, Matt, you're just so immature. I think you should probably talk to your parents about this.
Oh, that's nasty.
I'll never forget that. But then I didn't want to talk to my parents about it. So what I did was I went to school the next day and pulled out an encyclopedia and then read what a condom was. But it still didn't make sense to me. Like, it's like a...
So what was it?
Do you have anything, Bubba?
Traumatizing?
You
traumatized me. No, nothing crazy. I remember I flipped on like a four wheeler. That's traumatizing.
Whoa, are you okay? That's pretty traumatizing.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Anyway,
I
remember the one. Oh wait, there's one time where I was in. I had first moved to the new school in Pennsylvania, and these stupid kids. They weren't like targeting me or anything. I was just sitting at the lunch table. It was like the long lunch tables, like the long rectangular ones, and they folded up like this. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. And we had, do you remember like the macaroni with the meat sauce? You know the meat sauce that I'm talking about that every school had? It was that meat sauce.
Okay.
And the kid like leaned on the table like this. And of course I had the meat sauce because I had like extra meat sauce, of course.
Because you're Italian.
She's Italian.
Yeah, it's the Amato. Give it extra meat sauce. You take good.
And I was the only one that it spilled all over my outfit. And this is like halfway through the day. So then I had to go to the nurse's office, and they gave me like lost and found clothes. But this is when I remember the feeling I had, because this is when leggings and long shirts obviously weren't in style until like a few years ago.
They until put me Ariana Grande.
I called the leggings tight pants. Like, do you remember, like, when leggings didn't exist or like skinny jeans, like they're tight pants.
That's what, I wore.
My mom would call them hot pants. But she put me in tight pants, and they weren't like a trend at all or popular. So I looked like an idiot, and they put me in this big T-shirt, which nowadays would be I'd feel like a disco girl.
It is.
It's a look. Fit. Yeah, I wear it all the time. But I was mortified.
And
I
that was
so
the look of somebody that got stuff spilled on them.
Yeah. Messy bitch. I was mortified. I just remember the feeling of them putting me in leggings and a big T-shirt, and I was so embarrassed because that wasn't the thing to wear.
As you should.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I live to tell about it.
Never wears leggings again.
That's so I'm like, that reminded me of what I used to wear in middle school. I used to wear like these giant dicky shorts.
I thought you were going
to
talk about skinny pants because I
Oh, no. But that was in high school. I went from like the loosest clothes to the tightest clothes from middle school to high school. Mm-hmm. I thought it looked so good too.
You reminded me of like a traumatizing thing that happened to me. I think I was in maybe seventh grade, and you know, acne's starting to come up. It's a common thing. And I got one literally on the tip of my nose, the biggest pimple you could possibly imagine. And it was one of those deep ones that's under the surface that you, like, if you tried to pop it, you literally couldn't. And I remember my entire nose swelled up. Everybody would just be like this, just staring as they're talking to me.
Oh, no.
This one kid like looked at me and was like, okay, Rudolph. And I just remember being like, I wanted to die.
How old were you?
I was in seventh grade.
Oh.
And I just remember it was one of those ones that lasted like 2 weeks too, because it wasn't just like a, okay, good to go.
And that stress of that disc probably made it even worse. Like it just went.
It just grew like it right got there. And I don't know why that just, it really messed me up. And I feel like to this day.
Who said it to you?
This kid named Joe.
I remember.
Fucking Joe.
Fuck you, Joe.
Joe, brick wall waterfall.
I remember getting a really nasty one like that right here, and it was like there for 3 weeks. It was so bad.
Was this recent?
No, this was like.
No. Are you talking about that one right there?
No. I get those all the time, but we're good. Mariah puts makeup on me. But I remember it was there for 3 months, and this is back when like a lot of emo girl or a lot of scene girls would wear like Monroe.
The Monroe piercing.
So everybody would always say, nice Monroe piercing. And it would kill me because people didn't say it as a joke. People said it to like actually make you feel like shit about yourself.
But it just
I'm still talking about Rudolph.
Fuck off.
Okay, Rudolph.
That is
terrible.
My mom had this like oh my god, this is so weird. I never told anybody. Like this little, it was called like Clearasil, and it was like tinted. And I just remember every morning I would just be like this.
Oh, it was a tinted one.
It was kind of like.
Like tinted moisturizer.
It was like.
Makeup.
So boys didn't think they were putting on makeup, but it was like.
I put on my mom's makeup one time to like cover up a zit. And then this one girl, Maddie, was like. Are you wearing makeup on your
shit? She's that
like,
person.
And I didn't even have acne, but I was just like insecure one about pimple. This one spot and just put a little, my mom's like, this'll do, just a little touch. And I'm like, okay. And then she was like.
He probably felt so confident afterwards.
Right. Killed me.
I remember. You guys, you were talking about like the pimple cream, right? Yeah. I remember back then I thought of Brima for like any pimples.
What is it?
A Brima.
A Brima's just for cold sores. I'd put that shit like.
Oh, that's funny. Does anybody in this room, like, have they ever had like an anxiety attack, like anxiety at all?
All the time.
All the time. Okay, every single day.
You know how it's more normalized? Like, of course, people had it like way back then, but you know how it's more normalized for more people to have it nowadays?
Yes.
So in sixth grade, I look back now and I'm like, that was, I was having anxiety attacks. That's what it was. I had so much anxiety and I didn't know how to explain it to anybody. And I for like the whole year,
she had superpowers.
The whole year I didn't say anything to anybody because I didn't know what it was. I never heard of it, like whatever. So then I finally like went up to my teacher and like tried to explain it. And as I'm explaining it, I'm looking at his face and he like thought I was literally insane. And he just looked at me like, because I was imagine in sixth grade trying to explain what I'm feeling right now. Like, I wasn't like, I'm panicking. I didn't even know what that meant. You know what I mean? I was just like, things are going really fast, but I see that it's not. It's slow. And he was just like, and I kept going and going and going and digging myself deeper and then panicking more. And he goes, okay,
nurse.
Why don't you just go to the nurse? Yeah, that's what he said. Why don't you just go to the nurse? And I went down there and they gave me a shot of Gatorade and crackers. I was like.
A shot of
Gatorade?
They
always did that.
Gatorade and crackers. crackers. Put some ice on it. I'm like, okay.
You do realize that, like, we realize now that the clinic and schools were nothing.
I used to love going to the nurse. It was like a vacation. I would be like, stomach ache. Hi, Nurse Shelley.
And then you come back to the classroom at McDonald's. And
no. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that
sparked. That was the best growing up, like going to like a doctor's appointment and your mom would take you through like the drive through, get McDonald's on the way, and then you show up feeling like the shit.
No, I didn't get that treatment.
Yeah, me neither. My mom, if I had an appointment, she would make it for the weekend.
Yeah.
She would never let me, senior skip day, I was the only person in school.
My mama had my back. She was like, baby, I feel you.
If I was leaving school early, it's because I'm in trouble. I'm in deep trouble.
I'm in deep trouble.
My parents found out something, and I'm going home early so they can beat my ass and then ground me.
I think it was mostly because my mom wanted to call out of her work. God, my kid's got to go to the dentist.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Oh, my God.
She would lie, and then you go straight home?
Well, no. Like, I'm just saying, like, she would just be like, she wanted to take off work, too. So she would book me on a day. So
like an appointment. Oh, God, that's funny.
Get out of school, too. So, but she would be like, I can't. I got to take my kid to the doctor.
That's really funny.
My mom does that shit, though. She's so funny. She'd be like, you want McDonald's?
She wants
like,
McDonald's.
I didn't bring it up. I was going to say, Mariah, do you want to talk about your experience the other day while you were filming TikToks?
Oh, the paparazzi. Like, right.
Ethan, what are you talking about?
I'm just so immune to it. I forget.
I just filmed so many TikToks. I just don't know what you're talking about.
No, there's so much paparazzi. I'm just...
So Addison came over and we're just hanging out here. And then we decided we wanted to make a TikTok. So we go out to the front outside of Heath's house.
We were outside for less than 5 minutes.
Less than 5 minutes. We're out there making a TikTok in the middle of the street. And all of a sudden, a guy comes out with his camera. Like, and like, it's not just a normal camera. It's like the one with a thing on top. Like, you could tell it's paparazzi.
Yeah. Right.
And we look at this guy, and we thought it was just a guy that was walking by. Just wanted to get a shot of, you know, kids.
You know, young kids in the street shaking ass.
Just, I don't know, just us filming something. He thought I was excited, but we found out it was paparazzi. And we're like, oh, are you paparazzi? And he's like, yeah, just keep doing your thing. And we're like, okay.
It was so weird.
And we're just like, okay, let's just go inside. This is just weird. Because he wasn't saying anything. Right. He was just filming. So we're walking away, and he's just following us. And we're trying to make it not awkward. I'm like, we're just like trying to just say shit. And he kept on going. And
it was also in a residential area. So it was very, very random.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and I just moved into this house.
Yeah, it's in our neighborhood. Like, nobody. It's not like a main street in Hollywood.
I haven't done
like,
anything.
Is he following Addison?
He didn't say anybody's name.
He's following me.
He didn't say anybody's name. Like he was silent
anything.
The whole time.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing.
He was taking pictures. He wasn't filming.
No, he was filming.
Was he asking you guys questions?
No, nothing. No questions.
He asked Addison questions after. Hours later, like four
he
hours later.
He stayed out front.
Oh.
They came back inside, and hours later, they went out again.
Can you imagine if that was your job? Just like
just being
tracking
super
people.
Invasive and prying.
Yeah. I just don't understand how there's no like law to that. Like if that was anybody else, they're a stalker. They're literally a fucking stalker. They're outside your house waiting for you to just watch your every move. But for paparazzis, for all of a sudden, it's completely okay. And people like see
Is
it
that
as
like
normal.
A law?
No, there's no law because they're working. They get paid to do it. It's
no.
Huh.
But maybe if you do follow somebody for too long, it becomes stalking. Like if it was the same person who
paparazzi.
Was following you every single day, you have to give them some space. Right?
I'm just surprised. Like these days, right now, there has been nothing done about it.
You get
it.
Like a restraining order on like a girl, and you like just like you turn into a paparazzi so you can keep doing it.
Right now, I have a ring for my house, so like it's kind of like the Citizen app. If you don't know what the Citizen app, it's like a you kind of just see what's happening around your area. Like if there's like a shooting or someone gets robbed or anything like that, it's on the Citizen app. So the ring kind of has that like same feature where everybody that has a ring, we all like kind of share shit that's going on. Like if somebody like steals your dog,
you got to add me to this group. I got to see.
No. Like I remember the one I just sent to the group, someone like alerted all of our rings saying, my dog just got stolen by a homeless man. I'm like, how does that happen?
Oh my God.
And you see the video of like this the dog like prancing right next to the homeless dude like that was walking away and like that's it.
Well, hopefully they put up a good reward.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So what did you catch?
So this is so weird because it connects to something from a long time ago. So I get a notification like these two people were robbing our cars outside of our house. I look at the picture and I could swear on my life. These people look just like the people that stole Heath's truck.
This dude,
the no. boy and the girl, the boy and the girl were the same size, the same height, the same his hoodie. The girl was holding this like satchel.
Exactly.
It was weirdly fucking similar. I sent it to Heath. I'm like, dude, these are the people, right?
Had
like,
to be. It had to.
It
be.
Looked well, like it.
Same area.
It's the same area. It's they, in our space. It's in our area.
Did
they,
area.
They can't do that to you.
This
right?
is my
that's
area.
Did they get anything?
I don't think so. I think they just said, watch out for these guys. Or like, they're stealing
like,
shit from cars.
What is it called? Where you like check doors, see if
that's way too coincidental. If they yeah. really
which
look.
Seems like what they did to like me. They were checking. Pretty,
no,
were,
pretty
they
much
were checking doors.
Right. They were checking to see what they found. They found keys and they were like, oh,
right.
shit.
They won fucking gold, baby.
Baby, well, I got my motherfucking gold back. So try again.
Dude, oh my gosh.
That's
wait,
crazy
what
how you got
them?
That fucking truck back. That makes no sense.
Like, what if that's them? Can you do something?
Or no? No.
That footage that we have is so fucking pixelated. Like, they wouldn't be able to, like.
Right. Even your ring?
Yeah, no, the ring is very clear, but the footage that we had
from
the apartment looks nothing like.
Can I put them on the video?
Do it, of course.
Right here, we're putting
of
it up.
Course.
Baby,
guys,
watch the video on YouTube.com.
Justice will be served.
Mm-hmm. If you recognize
for these. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Should we just start putting like pictures of everybody stealing shit every podcast? Like, all right, guys, this is our week's criminals
we
that we have.
Oh, I like that. This week's criminal.
I mean, for some reason, I'd feel really bad, but at the same time, like,
it
these motherfuckers
are
like.
Good. If we were like helping and like bringing down criminals.
Yeah.
Wait, have you guys seen that guy who has a YouTube channel called Cart Narcs?
No.
He like sits in parking lots and waits for people to, when they go up to their car with their shopping cart, they just like leave it right there. They don't take it to the return spot and he goes up and confronts them.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's just like, hey, why didn't you move this cart or whatever? Like you're completely blocking another space for another car. Why would you do this? And it was funny because recently a guy gets busted and he's like, oh my gosh, you're cart narcs. And he was like,
oh, he
knew what it was, but he's like, I'm sorry, I goofed up, I was being lazy, my
that's
bad
funny.
But I love you, can I have the bumper sticker? Because I think he puts like a sticker on the car.
That's so
but
God,
a guy
so
like
funny.
Took the L pretty well and it was really funny because he's like, I messed
that's
up
great.
And he's like, I can't believe this, I love your videos.
Do you guys return the carts to the cart
always?
Every time.
Always.
Cool. Yeah.
always because like wind will catch that and can hit another
yeah.
car
and,
right
and you got to think about like that's people's jobs too, like there's somebody that goes around and gets carts when they're not busy inside.
Hate seeing people pop it up and just leave the two front wheels
on
top on
the
of like
curb.
The dirt.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
I used to do that in Florida. I would pop it right up on the grass.
Oh.
I was young. It was different times.
It was a different time.
It's a waste of time.
And I was high most of the time. So.
Wait, I have a cart story from the other day. So I was at the grocery store like a couple weeks ago and half the parking lot was blocked off with caution tape. I guess they were just limiting the amount of people that were going into the store.
Mm-hmm.
So there was only a certain amount of spots left, but there was a parking lot next to it that people were parking at and just running into the store and coming back out. So I parked in the parking lot next to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go in, get my things, and it was a full grocery shop. Like the cart was filled, heavy shit, whatever. I'm running back to my car. And the cart locks. You know, how they have a limit?
Target has that. Target has
yes,
that.
Yes. You get when you get out of the zone, it locks.
You
and it locked.
It how locked. Does it do that? Is it like a chip in there? How does it fucking
do
that?
I think it's a magnet.
A magnet from that far?
It's like a magnetic
on the floor.
Field.
On the floor.
And then I think that the magnet like closes it.
Uh-huh.
And you can't like back up and just be like, oh, it's fine. It's like,
yeah, you can't restart. It's done.
Yeah, it's horrible. So I stopped and I'm looking at my car. I'm like, what do I do? I'm in the middle of like there's like a street in between the two. I was like, what do I do? So I stack my arms up.
She's in the middle of Kawanga.
I had cases of water bottles, Gatorade. Like I had a lot of stuff. I couldn't do one trip. So I like pushed the cart next to a lady who was like loading her car to like, just to show like maybe it's hers. So I load my arms up and I start running to my car, dropping it off, running back, picking everything up, running to my car, running back. And then finally just like a nice like girl just came over. She was like, this literally happened to me yesterday. She was like, I'm going to help you out. She was like, these people can wait. She was like, pull your car up right here in the middle of the street. I was like, okay. And she helped me. So whoever you are, thank you.
You know, I really like that feature. We should put that on our chargers. Because I'm sick of buying chargers and leaving in the house for people. Because I'll buy extra chargers.
Don't even start
when we have
me.
People over. So I'll put them like every wall. And that then all of a sudden, stolen. There's two missing. So when they walk out the door, there should be a little magnet where it fucking pulls a charger
back. Who do you think stealing the chargers?
I don't know. I don't know who's it. It's one. It's too. One of us. It's one of our friends. I just don't know.
I've never even used a charger.
But honestly, really. I think it's just. I think it's honestly. It's
I'm just like you go to Jeff's house. You open the door and you just see chargers, like all.
I bet it's Jeff. Jeff sits there and charges his phone all the time on the couch.
Oh, that's true. And he did it here too. He's always the one asking for the charger.
We lost like three the other day.
The
and
new
we just,
ones.
And we just lost a friend.
The good ones. The big supercharger box with the little USB-C.
We don't have any
double
left.
Double voltage.
Yeah.
That,
I love them.
That'll fuck up your day when you lose one of them.
Oh, man. But it's the best when you like find one. You're like, ooh, I'm keeping this one. And then you lose them.
So it's.
So you do take
so
them.
No.
No, no, no.
No. No, but like if I go to my parents' house and I see one, I'm taking it.
Matthew.
What? My parents don't.
They don't charge their phones.
Yeah.
I know we already talked about like package stealing, but or like just shit at the door, at the like at your door. But like remember when people, you know how people would steal packages from front doors, right? They do it all the time. They'll drive by houses and steal packages. But there are these guys that would leave packages of like a glitter bomb.
Outside
of their house. And they'll bring it in their car. They're open, and there's a camera in there.
And there's a stink bomb as well.
Yeah.
I love those.
My
videos.
Favorite videos, by the way. I love watching those videos. Just seeing their face.
those ones are good. And then the instant karma videos are absolute favorite because it's so quick.
What instant karma videos?
Just you never seen just people like getting instant karma.
Oh, like the guy like that was like yelling at the other guy like fuck you bitch, bro. And then boom, like hits the car right in front
of him. Just got stuff it. Like that.
Yes.
It is so funny. There was one I just saw earlier today. He was like he's yelling something at this like person in the crosswalk that was at a car. He was like hey, fuck you blah blah blah. And then he's like looking to the side, keeps walking and just boom. Slams face first into a pole.
Oh, that's
and it's
so
just
embarrassing.
Like, stuff like that is just so
yes. Or when people get
satisfying.
Caught, people get caught stealing.
And
like I love the moms
on
the
beach.
Oh,
yes!
That's the best video.
Oh, when they try to steal like umbrellas.
Two older women, like in their 60s. Like just stealing their whole beach setup. And he just comes up running with his camera.
So
and he goes,
good.
This is our stuff. And they go, oh,
wait.
No, I thought we were over there. He goes, no, this is our stuff. And
what kind
stealing.
Of position are
and
you in to be stealing people's
but like,
beach sets?
At the, it's what's so funny is like they looked like if you were to put a 5-year old and catch them stealing, it was the same. Just this.
Oh
wait, this is your. This isn't mine. This
yeah.
is yours.
And like, then one of the women snaps on him for like filming, and then that's when you know that they are stealing.
She knew she was gonna be on Facebook moms.
It's crazy that people still steal from front doors when you know there's a fucking camera. The clearest cameras to date are capturing your fucking face, and you still see. Like remember like and. How unlucky do you have to be stealing from like a celebrity's house and then they post about it? Like Phineas. Remember Phineas posted a picture of the guy's like literally the guy's face on his Instagram, like main feed. He's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm just going to post this on my main feed. Hopefully one of you guys know who he is. I'm like, damn, imagine being that guy. And Phineas fucking posts that picture on his main feed. Like,
you're done.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Because one person has to know who that is.
It must be kind of exciting, though. Like, you get all these boxes and you come home and it's like Christmas. You don't know what's in. You're just like, you don't know what you're going to get.
The mystery boxes on eBay.
Yeah.
It's just
remember the girl that actually got her mug, her unfiltered mug, stolen? She tweeted at us.
Oh, yeah.
And in my head, I was like, oh, my God, those poor guys probably opened that as a fucking mug after all day of stealing.
Oh, my
of
gosh.
Stealing.
Guys, I got some pretty big news.
What? We'll tell
what?
Us.
What?
Mariah and I have a new roommate.
Oh.
I'm like expecting something else.
I am expecting something
else. It's our new roommate. The other night we heard something. We were in our room and we heard this like
it sounded like
shuffling
around
like it sounded like it was in the kitchen. We're like, what the hell is that? I was like, I think somebody's in the house right now.
We were convinced. We were like, somebody's in the house.
That's
like,
the
Heath
worst
was
fucking
like,
feeling.
Heath was like, come here. like she ready comes, to she, rumble.
He puts you in front of him.
Go ready baby, to rumble.
You got go it. Baby, go, go be go. Sweet. No, so I walked out and I kept hearing it. And I was getting like closer. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I hear it above me, and it's like this do 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 pitter patter, like
walking, not like critter, like walking around.
I thought, like in my head, I was like, "There's somebody living in my fucking attic eating my cereal."
Just like that, just like those stories. That's
the first thing, and then all of a sudden, I heard like this scratching, like hard scratching, and I was like, "Oh, it's holy in. Shit!" But yeah, I think we have like a big raccoon, possum, or something up in the roof.
It's definitely not little.
I did not dare to go up there.
Oh, so it's still up there.
Yeah.
You got to get someone.
Why don't you get rid of him?
Dude, it could be an owl.
That's driving me crazy. Speaking of driving.
There it is.
Do you guys remember learning how to drive?
I remember my dad teaching me how to drive. It was the scariest thing in my life.
Yes.
My dad is like 6'4", 265 pounds. Just a big dude. He's not like... You know, like overweight, like he's just a huge guy, and he's so intimidating. And imagine being like a little kid learning how to drive, and he's in the passenger seat, just like
it. I know. You think it's gonna be this fun experience, and then your dad kind of snaps on you, and it becomes terrifying. The worst moment.
I remember,
ever.
Like, I was doing turns and stuff, and I'm like, in my head, I'm doing all right. But imagine, like, I'm putting myself in his shoes. Imagine teaching somebody, like, we look at driving right now. It's like, it's just like this. You just get in the car and you're driving. You're not thinking about what you're doing. It's just like, it's natural. It's like, imagine teaching a baby to walk. Be like, just pick your fucking foot up. Put it in front of the other and just walk. Like, it seems like such a frustrating thing. So, like, now being older, I get why he was so annoyed. Like, just turn the fucking steering. Stupid. Give it gas. Go.
You see, y'all are dumb. I'm smart. I would just sneak the car out. I never asked my parents to, like...
They're like, wait, why do you know how to drive so good?
No, I wouldn't even bother asking because most of the time they would say no. And then the times I would drive, it was stressful. Like, it just wasn't fun. I didn't like doing it. I would just sneak the car out.
Oh, he a bad bitch.
Oh, wow.
All the time.
Same.
All the time.
I would not have the guts.
Where would you go?
Because, like, because to me, driving was like, you get in the car and you drive. And it's always been like that. Like, I it was just annoying. So I just got in and just drove myself. To places.
Wow.
Did I want to know how I got caught driving?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Wait, is this before your permit or anything?
This is before my permit.
Jesus.
Yeah, because I didn't get my permit till I was like 7. Like I didn't get anything till I was like 17, 18.
Wait, how'd you get caught?
It was my brother's car and this was like in the middle of the night.
The audacity.
The audacity.
So I leave, I pick up my friend, and we're driving around, and we find a cat.
We found a bag of wheat.
Find a cat, and we're like, ooh, look, cat. We grab the cat, and we put it in our car. We're not catnapping it. We're going to return it, but we want to hang out with it for a bit. So we bring the cat in the car,
and
we're driving around. We're like, oh, my God, this is such a cute cat, blah, blah, blah. And then we drop it back off after, like, 5 minutes.
Oh,
but we don't realize that the cats leave cat hair. And so the next day, my brother gets in his car, and he looks in the backseat, covered in hair. And that's how we got caught.
Oh, man.
What in the world?
That's really funny, actually.
But he never told my parents, I don't remember him ever telling my parents, but I thought that was really funny.
Wow. Did you have to go to driving school?
No.
Like,
or did
we
you
all,
do, like, self-taught?
Everybody had to.
I know, but some people did, like,
no,
self-taught at home.
No. Like the student driver on the back of the car. No, I never did that.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Oh, with the guy, like, on the road?
Yeah, where, like, the guy has, like, the brake on his side of the car.
In Florida, that's how you get your driver's license.
Yeah, I got mine at Sears. There was Sears driving school.
At Sears?
Yeah, at Sears.
Oh. No, I never went to school.
And after school, I would have to go for, like, 2 hours, like a few times a week, just to do the class part. And then I would have my mom would drop me off at the mall and I would get in a car with a guy and log in hours of us driving. And the worst was you had to get like, it was like two or three of us and we'd all take turns driving the car. And I hated that because I was like, I don't want to be in the car with this inexperienced driver driving. So you would like watch these other kids like fail and mess up and being in the back seat.
And you only fucked up because you were like, because you were scared because everybody was watching. That was like the...
Yes.
I used to go to driving school in Plantation High. They had like a driving like course where you had
they
like
do?
You
yeah,
took,
every
yeah.
high school I think has a driving
my,
course.
My parents made my did you You didn't have, did you have to take it for a driving
test? I didn't have to, no.
Okay, I think
it was just if you wanted extra practice,
yeah,
you can do it.
They made me take that, so I had to take it, but I was so bad at tests where I would constantly not like pass the test, like the written test.
Dude, some of the questions are stupid.
It's just, it's not something that, it's not an everyday question. Yeah, they're not everyday questions.
I had to take the exact same test.
It was something about like the construction site sign, and it was like something very specific to the light driving, and I'm like, hold on, wait, nobody fucking knows this. Why, like, why are you giving me this question out of the 20 questions that you're gonna give me? How about you give me a question, what the fucking red light does and what yellow light and green light does, because that's really
stop, speed up, and go.
Yeah. Me and my siblings started to learn to drive like as soon as we could reach the pedals. I was probably like 10 or 11, but my first time, like,
and that's on living in the middle of nowhere.
The very first time I was driving, my mom obviously had me on her lap, and she was like, do you want to pull into the garage for me? I was like, yeah. So she had the pedals and I had the steering wheel, and the wheel was turned already, and I didn't know. I thought it was already straight. So she started pressing the gas, and then she was like, okay, you have to turn the wheel. And it wasn't like clicking. I was like confused because it wasn't my feet on the pedal. So I was thinking like, wait, I'm not doing, I don't, I was confused. And then we both got confused and we hit the house.
Oh, no.
We hit the house. Bubba. Like there's a picture. I'll bring up the picture. But we hit the like the side of the garage, the house. She was more scared.
How do you explain that? You go to the husband like it was her.
Well, that's the thing. She was more scared of my dad. So she started like fake crying because she was like, we have to make him feel bad. Because something like that, my mom's like, oh, we'll fix it. But my dad like freaked out. So that was one time. And then the other time I was like actually sitting in there by myself. We went to a New Year's party. I was 12 years old. And my parents were drinking. And the house that we went to, it was a friend's house. It was probably like an 8-minute drive. It was like under 10 minutes. It wasn't far. But it was a blizzard outside. It was snow. And I never drove in the snow before. But my parents were drinking and we left. And my mom was like, Mariah, do you want to drive?
And you're
I was
eight?
Like,
12.
No, I was 12.
You were 8?
No, I was 12 at the time. I was like 12. She was like, do you want to drive? And I had my... because my older brother slept over at that house. It was his friend's house. So then it was me, my two siblings in the back, and my parents. And they were drinking, so they didn't want to drive. And it was snowing out. We didn't have four-wheel drive. Like,
oh,
it was,
God, imagine those questions. Ooh, I would not be able to all them snow.
We took all back. And it's Pennsylvania.
Imagine the cop pulling that over.
Right. Well, luckily, it was only back roads, and there's no, like, street light. It's Pennsylvania. There's no street lights. It's, like, cornfield. So I was going literally probably 6 miles an hour the whole time, but I made it home, and I did it.
Wow. That's my love.
My favorite thing is when teenagers are first learning how to drive, but like they're very like their feet are very sensitive to the pedals. Uh-huh. And just when the parents like, okay, honey, stop, stop, stop. Like them freaking out makes the kid freak out, and they don't press the brake, but they press the gas hard.
Uh-huh. Floor it!
And they just fucking run like Vard on. That was the funniest fucking thing to watch.
I hated when my mom like if you would brake too hard or something, like she'd be like,
Oh, like when you
break.
Oh,
just
like,
a deep breath.
Just a deep breath.
Or when the light turns
like, give
yellow.
Give me a break. Throw me a bone when the light turns.
So I thought like learning how to drive an automatic car was awful when I first learned. But when my parents taught me how to drive stick.
I wish I knew how to drive stick.
That was literally hell. It was the most frustrating thing because imagine like.
Because you don't want to. Pop the clutch or
you stall it, so it would just be like, all right, give it a little bit of gas, let off the clutch, and you bucking Bronco, you chill, and then it would stall out, and then you're just like, do it again, turn it back on, so you just do it again and just like ease it and just
that's funny.
The way it is like the way it stalls on you, it feels like your car just broke down.
Do you know it's how to drive worst. Stick?
Yeah, I had to drive I had to drive a torso. What is it? A torso?
A what?
A torso? It's either Toyota or Honda makes it, but it was like a tiny car and it was stick.
A Toyota Tercel.
Tercel, sorry.
Tercel.
Ooh, that got good gas mileage. 1998.
Okay.
32.
It was a shitty fucking car. It was like this tiny red car, and it was
everybody
awful.
Everybody listening to the podcast driving in their Tercel. They're just
no,
like,
I mean, y'all know it's a shitty fucking car, too. No, so I'd have to drive it to Sawgrass every day, and there's no There's no garage parking garages. You can't park inside. So I'd always have to park outside, and my windows were broken. So they would always be down.
Oh, that's funny.
So, like, and you know, half the time it was raining. So it'd always rain, and it would completely fucking soak everything in the car. And I have to sit in the wet car every fucking day.
Oh, man.
I just remember that. And it was like, oh, my God, it was awful. And, like, just having to drive that every day and then having to work at Forever 21. Oh, my fucking God. It was the worst.
Why'd you say Saltgrass? Saltgrass Steakhouse?
No,
Saltgrass Mall. Saltgrass Mall. Sorry.
I was like, you worked at Saltgrass Steakhouse?
The mall in Florida.
You're talking about like the rain and the water in the car just reminded me. My dad told me the story when he was younger. He had a, you know what Datsun is? The brand Datsun?
Datsun?
D-A-T-S-U-N. Okay. It was like before Nissan. It was a Datsun 240Z, super, super sick car. They're like really badass, but he had one of those that he fully built. But when he first got it, the whole bottom was rusted out. So when he was driving, he could look down the car and see the ground underneath him passing by as he's driving. Because the whole bottom.
This reminds me of like the Flintstones car. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because it was a rust.
Yabba dabba doo.
That's funny.
That's crazy how it goes through that. Like, you get that's deep then.
Right.
Because I feel like a car, it's like.
It's a little low car.
Got it.
So it was like you're already low to the ground, but there was the whole bottom was rusted out.
That's funny.
And he said the car saved his life because he was driving and he was falling asleep one night while he was driving. And as he was driving, he hit a puddle and water like splashed up through the bottom. And he was like, "What the fuck?" And then like realized like, "Oh my God." Like, he was, like, falling asleep on the road.
And, like,
the water coming up,
and,
like...
And now he is the inventor of the cars that wake you up.
And he invented bottoms to cars.
That's funny. I learned to drive on a minivan. Like, I grew up driving minivans. And that, so that's why, I think that's why I like bigger cars. Like, when my first car was, like, a smaller car, I was like, I can't see anything down here. It was horrible. That's why I like being up high and bigger.
Feels safer.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
I felt safe in a minivan. I don't know.
Dude, I don't think I've ever mentioned this, but my first accident in my Mitsubishi, you remember my hood was always up?
Yes.
Okay. I've actually never confessed this, I need to tell my parents this.
What kind of Mitsubishi did you
have? A Gallant.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually really liked it. It was my first car. $2,000. It was in the shop every week. Every week it was in the shop.
And that's something you get what you pay for.
Yeah. So the first accident I got into in that Gallant, I actually fucking, I hit somebody. I was changing music and I hit somebody in front of me. My shit was fucked, but the person in front of me, not a scratch, which it should be.
Right.
That's how it should be. She got out and I was like, I am so sorry. I wasn't paying attention. She's like, you're good. You're good. And she gets in her car and leaves. And I was like, I'm fucked. I'm going to be grounded. This car is like not my car anymore.
Say it was in the parking lot. You was at Big Lots.
And that's exactly what I did. Not parking lot, but I said that I ran. I was driving. I had the light and someone ran a red light and was making a left turn. And I hit them making a left turn.
Your parents don't know about this?
They don't know about it.
Oh, so my God.
That's how I got in my first
that's
accident.
That's really funny.
I couldn't tell them that because I would get my car taken away.
Don't you have to send pictures in to your insurance company?
No, I never.
Because the lady left.
Because it's a lady that like tells insurance.
That'd be such an interesting job. Is like you look at like insurance claims and people send in the pictures and they get tell you what happened and you're like, that's not that front fender. That's not from.
Two plus two is four.
What's so crazy is the people that can like measure the tire marks on the ground for like how long the marks go. You can figure out the speed at which they were before they
made they've studied like, it over and over and over. They know what
they just
a,
have so
a,
much like
I don't know
examples.
Like they know what a fender bender is versus like a tail end collision. I don't know my collision
terminology.
Oh,
remember my G-Wagon at the first house that I had, the tree came down.
Yeah.
Or no, not the. Sorry, it wasn't the tree.
Well, you had the garage, but then you also backed it into a tree, right?
The story that I just said, the tree fell down. That's what I was telling the insurance company. That's what happened.
Right.
So I actually backed into a tree, and then 2 days later, I called the insurance company because I remember it was really fucking windy and shit was actually falling down, but nothing hit my car. So I was like, ooh, this is a good opportunity. I'm going to use the opportunity to tell them that this happened. So I called my insurance company. I said, hey, the tree, like it was a really windy night. Tree came and hit the back of my car. Like, is there any way you guys can come fix it? Do I have like some type of warranty? They're good. They go, Okay, perfect. Great. Just there's a camera on the back. There's cameras all over the car. There's cameras all over the car.
No.
So they were basically setting they the said, footage. Okay, we're gonna like
Zane's out look chopping at the footage. A tree down.
So we're gonna take a look at the footage, and I remember just going, okay, just let me know. And I remember hanging up and never calling him back because I knew they were gonna
That's
look at that footage.
So
and
funny.
See my ass just go and you're walking around just going.
That's really good.
That's so smart. Like, yeah, it helps you like see behind right. you, but it helps insurance companies so much to see what actually happened to your fucking car in accident.
That's so funny.
Don't be shy. Show us some more.
You guys want to wrap it?
Yeah, let's wrap it up, baby.
Yeah, drive safely, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please
don't drink and drive. It's
don't
so fucking stupid.
Either.
Be smart on the road.
Wear your seatbelt.
Keep your friends aware and awake.
But all right, guys, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for watching. As always, I still see some comments that are saying, where's the podcast? We post the audio every Monday. And the video every Tuesday.
Where's the podcast?
Comment down below what you're doing while you're listening.
Yes,
I'm curious.
And upvote the upvote the ones where like that you do it when you're doing that. I'm curious as well.
I'm curious too. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much as always, and we love you. And we'll see you next Monday.
Mwah.
Peace and blessings,
peace
baby.
And love.